Kathleen McGladrey, the chair of Fairlawn's Refugee Sponsorship. This time 2 years ago, we were mulling over the possibility of sponsoring a Syrian refugee family. And here we are today, celebrating 12 months of sponsorship completed for Siham Abusida and her daughters, Carmen, Judy, and Jana. Month 13, as it is known, marks the conclusion of Fairlawn's financial support, but in no way ends the friendship and emotional ties that many of you have with this family. We are all family. We are incredibly proud of what our newcomers have achieved in one short year, improving English, studying, working, and generally embracing life in Canada. Siham is now fully employed as a settlement worker. Carmen has a part-time cashier job, and the twins are doing very well in grade 4. Many of you have given your time, your money, your expertise to help Siham, and she has received it all graciously and thankfully. But as I have reminded her a few times, it is a two-way street. We have given, and Siham has received, and Siham has given, and we have received. As you know, I always cry when I get up here. It has been a privilege and an enriching experience to go on the journey with this family over the past 12 months. Thank you. Shukran, Habibti. God bless you. I'll let Siham speak for herself.
2 years ago, we were stuck in Lebanon. I was really overwhelmed, facing a long dry season, hoping to experience something that brings hope to our life again. It was a very tough time, but I never gave up. And every moment I look into my children's eyes, I realize I am strong, and together we can do it. We can make it. On April 2015, I got your message. You decided to sponsor us. You decided to make us not feel alone. You decided to tell us you matter and we care. I still remember my feeling in that moment. I had mixed emotions, happy and depressed. Many key questions needed answering. And I was thinking of home as something that gets left behind, not something I might be traveling towards. 8 months after that, we arrived to Canada. And from the first moment, you opened your arms and welcomed us. You opened your hearts and supported us. You opened your homes to let us feel home. You shared your knowledge and stories with us. You taught us. You committed to us, even when you clearly didn't have the energy to do so. You gave me a shoulder to cry on when I had trouble or personal problems. And this is a lot of moments. You gave me a strength to stand up for my family. You gave me the strength to stand up for myself. You listened to me, even though I am so talkative person. To all of you, Fairlawn United Church members, sponsor group, friends, families, teachers, and dear Santa, thank you for showing us a true love and make us feel belong. Without you guys, we were not able to start again. Because of you, now we feel home. We are doing it just fine. I am working. My kids doing great. We have a big family and a wonderful friends. And nothing better for my kids than an evening spent with Papa Hal and Nana Sandy. We have had a lot of memories with you. Always we have had much fun together in your houses, cottages, backyards, and sometimes in your neighbor's swimming pool, in the clinics, hospital, and in the schools, in the library, art gallery, Royal Ontario Museum, in Toronto Island, in Royal Winter Fair, in the zoo, in the theater, even in the laundry services place, in the subway station, in the bus, in your cars, and finally in the court. We celebrated all occasions together. Canada Day, Bride Week, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, New Year, our birthdays, and some of your special days. All your gifts and all your words become part of my life. I will share this message with you. Hello, Siham. I am so pleased that you like the table. It belonged to my mother, who was also a young widow. My father was killed and left with an older daughter, me, and young twins. So it seems right that you should have it. Are you kidding me? Come on, stop making us love you more and more. Really, I am stuck with you. You made our journey to Canada and in Canada so smoothly. It's people like you who make the world a better place. Keep doing what you are doing, and God bless you.
Test.
It's on.
I just want to say a few words. I didn't prepare, like my mom, a lot of words to say. I want to thank you for everything you have done for us. I am grateful for being part of your family and for every moment you were there for us. I learned a lot from you. One of these things that...
Yeah, I'm shaking.
is how to pass it forward and how to go the distance for each other. Now, because of you, I have a new good life and I am happy and safe with my boyfriend and my family, studying at a school and working. And I almost finished. Everything is good and wonderful because of your support and love. Thank you very much.
On behalf of all of us, I guess the one thing that I would like to add is whatever we have given to you, you have given far more to us. Thank you.